It Is Okay, A Story About Depression, written by TK. Here you are. You are working for your first job ever. You seem to not really enjoy it, but you think it's normal for any sort of job. After 2 years of not having the best time working there, you quit because you get offered a different job, somewhere else. You start working here, and after a month or two, you start thinking, this is a huge improvement over your last job. You start comparing all the good things now to all the bad things back then. Now you work here for another 2 or so years. After that, you get offered another job. You accept it, but it's abroad. You have to move away from your family and friends. But you think to yourself, it's okay, because the pay is amazing. You begin work right after you unpacked your stuff, and soon after this, you realize, even though the pay is amazing, twice of what you got the previous workplace, you aren't happy because you don't enjoy your work and life there. You start comparing with the other one. Nothing will be as good, you think. I must work through this because I want the money, you decide. This is where it starts. You start doubting your decisions. Was this the right choice? You question yourself. You begin to realize your work is taking up loads of time and you have to commute over an hour. Your social relations fade away, but you think nothing of it for now. You decide to get a cat to fill the void of companionship, but it isn't enough. Why am I still doing this? You ask yourself. Could it be better to just quit? You continue asking. And then it hits you. You are unhappy. You're anxious. You're doubting your choices and you start to feel depressed. You don't like going to work and you're considering staying in bed every morning, but you choose not to because you must. Your work that you enjoyed so much feels like chores you never liked doing as a kid. You end up spiraling down in a pit of doubt, self-loathing, and eventually end up with you starting self-harm, and you even consider ending it all. There is nothing here for me, and I will never achieve anything, you keep telling yourself. One night, you decide tonight is the night to end it all. You go on a walk and walk by a bar. One last drink, you say to yourself. You enter the bar and order a drink. The drink you always thought was your favorite. You start drinking, but take your time because this will be the last thing you do. So you want to savor it. Someone walks by and asks if they can sit there with you. You debate with yourself for a moment, but then say yes, because what does it matter anyway? They sit down and notice your drink. You like that drink too? They ask. You sigh. Yes, it's my favorite. The stranger notices a light stutter in your voice and asks you if everything is all right. You really don't want to have this conversation, but what does it matter at this point? So you tell them what is going on. The only thing you don't tell them is what your plans were for tonight. While you're telling your story, you convince yourself that you are just bothering them with this story. But how can it bother them when they are listening so well, you argue with yourself. A little while goes by and you end your story and they look at you and stay silent. This was a mistake, you think. I should have just stood up and walked away, you tell yourself. Finally, the person you vented to inhales and speaks. They speak words that hit you. It is okay, they said. You couldn't help this, and it's not your fault. There's a light choke in your next words. What? You ask. You realize this person cares about your feelings. Why would he? You ask yourself. They continue talking and say, it is okay. With a warm smile, they ask if you got plans tomorrow night. They ask if you would like to talk more about this during dinner. Why would this person go to this extent for me? You ask yourself. Do they really care about me? You continue questioning. No, that can't be true. But why is this then? You almost forget they are still waiting for your response. You start to panic and answer, yes, I would love to, completely forgetting your original plan for for this night. The two of you keep talking about stuff. You ask questions, and you are finally having fun. You are enjoying your time with this person. A blink of light, a little hope for the future. The next night, you're having dinner. During that same day, you had contact with them and ended up deciding on pizza for dinner. You go to Papa Louis Pizza because you remember going there as a kid. You choose your favorite topping. It was a little awkward at first, but later you start to feel comfortable. You start to feel safe. You two go out every Saturday and end up calling those days date night instead of hanging out. It turned into a relationship. A couple years go by and you live together now with your cat and their cat. Your cat and their cat ended up getting along very well and you decide to ask them to marry you. You have planned this carefully in a way so the day ended at the ocean. Their favorite place in the world, you remember. This is it, you think. And right when you go on one knee to propose, they also go on one knee. By the ocean side, there you are, both with the exact same ring in your hands, and you start laughing. This is true love, something you both want. This wouldn't happen if you didn't hate your job. This wouldn't happen if you didn't get depression and anxiety. This would never happen if you didn't decide to end it all that one night. This is happiness. This is worth living for, you think. A couple months go by and you remember you never mentioned to them what you wanted to do that one night so long ago. Another couple months and then there is the wedding. You still didn't tell them, but you found a moment to do so. You walk in and see them standing there. You walk down the aisle and go to them. This is an amazing day, you think. Finally, it's time for the vows. They tell you something that gave you tears in your eyes, and then you tell yours. You tell them what you always wanted to say. My sweet, you start. The first night we met, I was at a deep point in my life. I told you about almost everything, but there is one thing I forgot to mention that night. That one night, I wanted to end it all until I met you. You changed my life by just being there for me, by just being you. And for that, I love you. From that point onward, I knew I wanted to be with you and share my life with you. The room gets silent. You look up from the piece of paper you wrote this down on and see your love with tears in their eyes. You look to the guests in the room, to your mom, your dad, and your siblings. They also got tears, and so does the rest of the room. You start thinking, this was a mistake. And then you realize, everyone got a smile. These are happy tears. They are happy for me, you think. My life is finally good. Thank you all for watching, for listening to this story. Depression is a big problem in this world, and I would appreciate you sharing this video with people you know, with people that need a little encouragement. Be that person from the story that decided to talk, that didn't shrug and walk off. You can make a difference, even if it's just saying hi to people. With this, you can be the difference between life and death.